Well, hey. Hey, it's you. Hey, how you doing? Hey, welcome to the Lentz Pinball Podcast. I'm your host. I'm Nate Stellhorn. Some people call me Nathan Stellhorn. It's been a while. Well, you know this podcast. It's the only podcast that's always over in under 3 minutes. Only recorded one time. No redos, no screw-ups. You just do the damn thing. You put it on the internet. People get to listen to it. Diggity doodly, bing a bang boom. I don't know what I'm saying half the time. Hey, what's this podcast about? Three things. First off, my dog Harold. Second number thing, too, is pinball. Third thing, Gortlieb, the humanoid pickle, who's the mascot of Lentz Pinball. Lentz is a historic neighborhood in deep southeast Portland. 92nd and Foster. I have a little tiny pinball business, and Gortlieb is the mascot. I haven't been on this thing in a while. I've had, you know, tricky little time, some drama in my life. I'm okay though. Getting through, working hard too, staying focused. The freaking Lentz Lights Gottlieb Christmas exhibit is going so well. It's gorgeous. It's the first time that I've seen all of these games set up side by side by side, and they're beautiful. People are coming and seeing the exhibit and paying to freaking do so. People are paying to fucking come see this thing. At first I said 10 bucks for a wristband, all you can play. 30 people came to the opening, 32 people to be exact. That was pretty cool. I also said to some people, I was like, hey, pay what you can, thinking that like it would help people who couldn't pay, or I always let kids play for free. And now people just give more than $10, which is super cool. I'm not going to make money off of this. I spent a lot of money on getting some of the games to work, on buying parts, on a lot of the parts I haven't even used yet too, which I think is smart. I'm letting everything kind of get beat up so that I can fix stuff before the Multnomah County Championships this coming weekend. So I'm letting stuff get beat up. I'm going to use the parts soon. Things are playing great though. And to see all the games, all the Wedgeheads specifically together in a row is really cool. Like, I've definitely teared up once, probably twice, just looking at them. I thought that I was going to sell some of the games, and every time someone's like, well, how much do you want to sell it for? I posted some for sale. I can't sell them. Like, I don't want to sell them. I talk myself out of every single time I play a ball. I'm like, well, maybe I could sell Super Score. And then I play Super Score, and I'm like, no, I can't sell Super Score. Oh, maybe I'll sell Buccaneer. And then I hit the spinner one time. And I'm like, oh, I can't sell Buccaneer. Kingpin, people are making offers on Kingpin. I can't sell Kingpin. Have you seen the lettering of how they write Kingpin? Whoever that artist, well, I know who the artist was. But that's, it's beautiful. Abracadabra, you're not for sale. Like, I just thought I could sell them. I can't sell any of them. But it's going so well. The Christmas lights look amazing. I spent way too much on Christmas lights. But I keep telling myself I'll have them forever. And the goal of this thing is for it to be like the Lentz Christmas light setup, right? It's a neighborhood tradition. Something that kids look forward to. And I am having too much fucking fun sitting at these damn pinball machines every night. And I'm supposed to charge people to play them. I'm just letting little kids come and fucking rip. And I'm having a fucking hoot of a time. It's a lot of work. After the setup, it was like a week and a half of setup. After the setup, I was so fucking tired. And I had like some bullshit drama shit happening in my life. Whatever, fucking bullshit. And I'm working my butt off the entire time. And it kind of took away from like the, I don't know, experience. But shit's fucking cool. And the experience is full on. Badass now. I don't know, man. I tell you what. The world ain't a bad place. I am not living a bad life. And I fucking love this pinball shit. I have way too much fucking fun. I can't believe that I get to own this group of games. That I have a fucking storage unit. That I'm living a ridiculous dream that me 15 years ago when I started playing pinball, buying pinball and collecting pinball, could only fucking dream of, right? Like, and I'm a lucky, lucky dude. Come fucking check out the exhibit or go on the Instagram, Lens Pinball, and comment that you think it's fucking cool. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I hope you have a good fucking Christmas. I hope you get a chance to come and see this thing. It's beautiful. Multnomah County Championships this weekend. It's going to be fun. I got a bunch of work to do, though. I'm going to dial in these games. I'm putting orange dot coils on a bunch of the flippers. I'm rebuilding a bunch of the flippers. I'm waxing. I'm cleaning. I'm doing bulbs. I'm going to make shit pretty. I got new feet for everything. I'm letting shit get beat up right now by kids so I can fix it up and make it tight for the players this weekend. It's going to be a fucking blast. I can't wait to show you the trophies that my homeboy Kyle's making. He's been working his butt off on them, and I should communicate more. I have been sending him money whenever he sends me a bill, though. He's making some cool-ass trophies, and I can't wait to show you. All right, go play some pinball. Have fun. Hope you're doing well. I'm doing fucking well. Lent's Pinball Podcast. It's the future of pinball podcasts.